This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a biographical study of James, who wrote the book of James in the New Testament. We looked at his life before he became a Christian and considered how and when he became a Christian. Now let's consider what the Bible says about his life as a mature Christian. Whenever James is included as a part of the church leaders in Jerusalem, he is mentioned first. At the first church council mentioned in Acts 15, it's clear he was the moderator and mediator as a serious conflict was being discussed. As revealed in this chapter, he was a good listener, allowing heated discussion, personal experiences, and observations to be aired and presented. He listened objectively and noted that what they were describing was consistent with Old Testament scriptures. Listen to how Luke presents this in Acts 15:13 through 18. When they finished, James spoke up. "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this." Then he quotes from Amos 9:11 through 12. "He exhibited the gift of discernment as he made a judgment that was agreed upon by all at the council, and they all sensed was approved by the Holy Spirit." It's clear that he maintained his commitment to his Jewish heritage while allowing for Gentiles to be included in the Church of Jesus Christ. Nowhere do you read of James compromising the truth or himself. He was eminently qualified to write the book which bears his name.